This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The amazing world that you and I live in together, and we share every day here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Yes, celebrating the day. It's all about the day, the week, the month, the year, especially this week, because everybody wants to go back and regurgitate all the old crap that's been a part of our year.
Yeah, that's a year.
Naboo.
And remember this, and remember that. Also, we remind ourselves that we have no concept of time, because something that happened at the beginning of the year, we're like, wait, wasn't that only 4 months ago?
Or yeah, right, exactly.
3 years ago?
Yep. We think that all the time. Well, I guess the thing that will be on people's minds for the rest of the year, at least people in upstate New York, is the blizzard, the death toll from the blizzard that has paralyzed western New York and eastern Pennsylvania, 28 people in that immediate area, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people are without power. And it's just one of those things. It's kind of a waiting game as much as anything else. The weather's getting a little bit better. It's still cold up there. That's what happens after a snowstorm. You may have, if you grew up in New England like I did, or any place where there has been frequent snow during the cold weather months, you know that right after the snowstorm, woof, does it get cold for about 24 to 48 hours. That's just seemingly what happens. And the Polar Express is really affecting those areas. So it's dangerous.
The train?
Yeah, the train, yeah. No, what are we? We started calling it something else. It was a polar vortex. What the heck?
Polar vortex. Yeah, there's a polar vortex. There's the Arctic bomb.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Anyway, well, the weather has caused chaos in terms of traveling. Thousands of flights were canceled yesterday. Southwest Airlines is crumbling before your very eyes. Here was an airline whose purpose was to give people something of a better bargain, and they were successful in doing that. And so instead of keeping that formula, they've done what every other big airline has done, get bigger and bigger and become the same as the rest of them, so that now, Jay and I were talking about this earlier, it's no less expensive. You don't save any money flying on Southwest any place that you go to. It's exactly the same price as most of the routes that are duplicated are American routes, because they both have their headquarters in Texas. Even though they fly all over the country, they have real competition with each other in and out of the Southwest. And
well, a lot of times they're the only nonstop option for some people.
Yes, they are. Yep, right. But it's just because they seem to have now lost their relationship with the flight attendants and the pilots. They used to have, they used to have fun. I haven't flown in Southwest for a long time because I don't like it. I keep saying this all the time, as much flying as I do, I wish the Delta went more to the places that I go to, but American happens to be the one that does, and I have so many miles and stuff, it makes more sense to fly with them, but there's nothing really special in the air anymore, and the Southwest situation, it's just bad management. The guy who founded it, I remember interviewing him, his name is Herb Kelleher. He was a chain-smoking genius. He knew how to make this work, and he did, and the people around him, the woman that followed him, that ran Southwest for a while until they put this new guy in, they were fabulous. Now the new guy's a bean counter. He doesn't know what he's doing, as most of the other people that run these airlines. The only people, the guy who's president of Delta is a former pilot. He knows how to fly. He knows how the airline works. He knows how to deal with the people. So that's why Delta is the best airline. Southwest is just a mess. I don't want to focus on that too long. In Ukraine, the Russians are at it. The Ukrainians are at it. That's pretty much what's been going on since the beginning of the year, right? If you look at the end of the year, Ukrainian forces are now recapturing a lot of the cities that the Russians came in to occupy early on.
They keep pushing them out.
So, okay, what's wrong with that? That's the headline for the year, I think. Russians lose, Ukrainians win. That's it. Now, there are some things that are happening with Taiwan and China that are a little bit concerning, I suppose, depending on how you look at it, much as anything else. They're bluster and huffing and puffing and stuff. So we've sent a bunch of more ships than planes into the area. And I was reading the story of one of these ships. It's a destroyer called the USS Zumwalt, named after the admiral. If you look at this, just Google this ship. $4.5 billion to make this thing. It has no window. It has no way of visually looking outside of the ship. Everything in it is technology, and everything about it is failing. So here we spend, this is another raw example of the military industrial complex gone completely awry. So these guys come up with a concept, and they convince the Navy that this is a ship they have to have, like a stealth ship. And if you look at it, it just looks like it was boarded up to begin with, right? Have you seen a picture of it? Did you look it up, Jay?
No, I
USS
didn't have to, yeah.
Zumwalt. That's the thing to look up. This is one of the ships that you and I as taxpayers have. It was named after Admiral Elmo Zumwalt, who is the youngest chief of naval operations in the history of our Navy.
This thing looks like something out of the future.
Yeah. It's a guided missile destroyer. Its main purpose is to provide anti-aircraft support for the rest of the fleet. But it looks like something that... It looks like it's all boarded up. Its construction took years and years. It took them 5 years to build this thing. Started in 2008. It was commissioned, actually, not until 2016. It went into the water in 2013, but it's only been in commission for 6 years. It has been nothing but trouble. There are a couple of other destroyers that are just like this. And, you think about how we get led down this path and whether you as a taxpayer know what's going on with your money. The Zumwalt is the people that are in it are amazed and actually kind of afraid. It looks like a submarine that won't. You know, that won't go into the... It doesn't dive.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way.
It looks
way.
Like a prison. Yeah. It looks
yeah.
like a
Yeah,
prison.
It does. Yep. Yeah. Yep. I don't know. I think we are so easily led astray by all these people who say we have to spend more money on defense. It's just as craziness. That seems to be the conservative line. You know, we have to spend more. We have to protect ourselves. Well, we spend more money... so-called in the protection racket. And what do we get for? We are a secure country, to be sure. But do we have to spend as much money as every other, including the Chinese and the Russians? We spend more money on defense than all the other countries in the world combined. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to build.
That's working because wars aren't happening on our soil.
Right. But that doesn't mean that people aren't going to threaten us. I just think it's mm-hmm. overdone. I don't know. I mean, I'd like to think that we could.
Yeah,
maybe what I'm thinking is Pollyanna-ish and not realistic. That's what a lot of people would say anyway. It's not realistic. But I don't know. It's frustrating. It is. It's just frustrating to see all of this stuff, frankly. All right, where are you going to celebrate New Year's Eve? What are you going to do for New Year's Eve? You figured that out yet? What are you and Ryan going to do?
Yeah, we are going to dinner and then just back home and hanging out with family. My parents, our son, and our nieces.
Yeah, I'm just looking around at... that didn't mean anything to me.
Another day that ends in Y.
That's all. Yep. It's just another day. And Mark's, it's an interesting conversational piece. I remember when the last relationship that I had, we used to do New Year's Eve. Like, I think we had, this is maybe too much information. We had broken up for a while, and she decided that she wanted to come back. And so I remember she came over. I I wanted to be with her on New Year's Eve, and I hadn't talked to her for a while. So she came over to the house, and she sat on my bed, and she said, "I want to spend New Year's Eve." I said, "Why don't you come over here?" And she wasn't sure she wanted to, blah, blah. Well, anyway, she did. And we had a wonderful evening, one of the most memorable evenings that I can remember, just the sweetness and thinking about the future and stuff. And we toasted, and we were in bed at 10 o'clock, and I think I can't remember the last time we tried to stay awake until midnight, but we didn't. I can't remember actually the last time I was awake at midnight on a New Year's Eve. I can't. And normally, because I was on the air, if it was a weekday, before you guys, you and Victoria, ruined it for me, I was on the air and I wanted, you know, to be...
Before we ruined it. I have only spent one New Year's Eve with you.
Nice. So then it wasn't you. It was Victoria,
blaming
basically.
Me.
Right. We'll blame. And, of course, Jennifer was...
Victoria under the bus.
Yeah, right.
She's not here to defend herself.
Yeah. And then, Jennifer was an unindicted co-conspirator because she didn't want to get up on New Year's morning either. So I think I did a couple of
At that point,
New Year's mornings.
Just stayed awake.
Yeah, right.
The time
well, yeah, I think that that's probably what she did a couple
going.
Of times. Right. So under the circumstances, though, just when you think about what are you celebrating when you celebrate New Year's Eve? You're celebrating plans to look at the new year as a new opportunity, new beginnings, fresh. Everything about this time of year now, you've gone downhill into the end of the year. Like I used to spiral at the end of the year. Oh, man. But then the beginning of the year comes and they can order seeds for the garden and seeds to plant for the animals that plant corn. And it's very easy. And the uptick here, the updraft is the days start getting longer. Right, we've already been through. We have a week of the new season. And it seems, I was chuckling to myself yesterday, because it seemed like already the days seem longer. And we've only had a week, so we've added like 6 minutes to the daylight. But it just seems like things are brighter. And that's what the New Year's thing is all about, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that. 18 after on Good Day.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Miss Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. I'm the Dugger with Jay Kirshner going through our social media, the trending items, stuff that people are talking about on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And by the way, you can connect with us, Facebook and Instagram. The address is at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter is Good Day On Air. I'm going to spend a moment talking about Terry Bradshaw, because the more I look around, I'm not a sports guy, but I think there's been something about Terry Bradshaw. He's gone beyond the sports identity that he had. He always seemed to be kind of a character whenever you'd see him in an interview situation. He certainly has done a lot after playing. He's been involved with several networks when it comes to football, but he's done other things. He's having a tough time of it now. He doesn't look good, I don't think. He was talking about Franco Harris dying this past week, and then you look at him and people are commenting more on him than they are Franco Harris, because he's had that cancer. He's got a couple of cancers, I think, doesn't he? Hasn't he a couple of places in his body, Jay? And it seems to me he thought he had it and then
something else pops back up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So hold a good thought for him. He's a good, interesting American character. Another interesting American character is Chris Pratt, the actor. We'll talk about the latest shenanigans in his life after this.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, let's get to Chris Pratt, shall we, Jay? Revealing on Instagram that he was stung by a bee in his eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's been following Instagram. This bee lady. She's so cool and brave, he said.
Yeah, well, yeah, she's this Texas beekeeper named Erica Thompson, and he is just kind of like obsessed with her and watches these videos and how she will look at the beehive and then she'll be like, oh, the bees are calm today, and just kind of sift through the pack with her bare hands to pull out the queen and all of this. And so then he was out and he saw a beehive and he was like, this is his time to shine. And there was another person standing near him that was like, be careful, those are bees, there's bees in there. And he's like, no, the bees look calm. And as he just kind of
goes closer to him,
one comes out and stings him right in the eyeball.
Yeah, this is not, bees are, they're not going to bother you unless they perceive you're bothering them. It was like a cow I moved last night who had big horns, and I was bringing him to the farm, saving him, rescuing him from the Plymouth plantation. They were going to slaughter him, so I brought him back to the farm. I don't know this cow. Cow has horns that will come off in a couple of days, but in the meantime, you stay away. You keep your distance. If you don't know the animal, no matter what it is, and bees, why would you get into...
And they don't know you.
No, anything, right.
Your bees know her.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a fragrance that goes with it. Their bees are very sensitive to smell. So as Jay has just said, hey, listen. And so apparently he was very nervous about this.
Yeah. You see a bee, you run.
Yeah. I think that's the lesson to take away from it. Yes. Stay away from bees. 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Since 1890, the Tournament of Roses has produced America's New Year's celebration, bringing the traditions of the Rose Parade and Rose Bowl game together in Pasadena, California. Today's festivities kick off at 11 a.m. Eastern. As China is blowing up with record number COVID infections, the communist country is allowing their people to travel the world. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned America Sunday Chinese President Xi Jinping could rapidly spread COVID-19 again across the globe. Robert Charles, former naval intel officer on Fox, agrees.
It's not practical to simply say, look, show us a test, because even if the test shows negative, we know that maybe a quarter of the tests that show up negative are actually positive.
Luis Inácio Lula da Silva was inaugurated on Sunday, capping a return to Brazil's presidency 12 years after leaving office. Lance Pry, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Somebody wanted to know, Jay, what my bucket list of things to do this year, and I have a plan at the beginning of the year. No, I don't. You know, I've lived my life not necessarily planning it. I've had things that I wanted to do, but if you'd have told me a year ago at this time, I'd be involved in a development deal to build a what we call an agri-hood, which is something we're going to talk about this week on the American Family Farmer. What does that mean to farms, and how does it work on a farm? If you'd have told me I would be involved, I would have told you you're nuts. But here I am, one-third of a group who is putting together something, and I bring, obviously, it's a development that's being built around a farm. And so this is my expertise is in the farming area and maybe helping to promote and make it work, but I really am surprised at what I'm learning or I'm finding it intriguing That's like a whole new dimension to my life. I've not been involved in this business before, and I'm bringing, I suppose, maybe some of my business instincts to it, but pushing people along to get stuff done. And it just is, it's kind of a fun thing. I think what I was thinking, if I have one item that sort of overtook me at the beginning of the year 2022, it was to get out of remote work, even though that's how I do my work. It has always been how I do my work, but there are other things that were going on, some of the farm stuff that I wanted to put my hands on that I couldn't, you know, that sort of thing. And I guess we all have. You wouldn't have thought that you would be, at the beginning of the year, you were planning, you sold your house and you were going to buy another one in Nashville. You weren't planning to move back to Cleveland in the beginning of the of 2022,
had
right?
Had that been the plan, had that been the plan, we would have already bought a house in Cleveland at the end of the summer. All of our belongings, like 85% of our belongings, would not still be in storage, sitting in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, which is where we were planning to move.
Uh-huh. I told you.
Yeah, it's crazy how life really takes you places, and it's a fun ride when you let
it. Brendan and I spent, when was Christmas, Saturday or Sunday? Saturday. No, Christmas was Sunday. So Saturday, Brendan and I went to, I have a storage locker from all the homes that I've owned in Los Angeles, and when I moved out, the last time I rented a storage locker. And it was big, but it wasn't that big. It had some furniture in it and some other things, the stuff I used for radio out there and my clothes and all the things that I would have in my home. And it was the expense, the crazy. It just went, it was twice as expensive now as it was 6 or 7 years ago when I got it. And I thought to myself, what's in there that I need versus, you know, what am I keeping that I'll never use again? Mm-hmm. And so, and Brendan is a great believer in tossing whatever you're not using. So he said, okay, Dad, we're going over to, to the storage unit. So we did. We spent 5 hours there on Saturday cleaning out stuff, throwing it away. And he knows how apoplectic I get when I'm not a hoarder, but I don't like to throw things away that may have some value.
Or the emotional meaning. Like a lot of times we don't hold on to things because we're actually holding on to the time that we had that, where it's like, well, we still have those beloved memories. There's no reason for this object to still be in our lives while those memories can live on.
Yep. Tuesday, December 27th on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're talking about the aftermath of this winter storm. The number of people, it looks like 50 is the number now, who have died in this storm up in Buffalo, New York, in that area. There apparently is more snow on the way. And I'm looking at some of the drone video of police going up and down streets trying to get through to people that can't seem to get out of their homes, people who have died of a heart attack shoveling snow, you know, all kinds of things. But the drifts along the side of the road look like they're 6-7 feet. This is a winter storm that will be talked about, I'm sure, for a long time. And now the frigid I've always had a time with that. Arctic. I always call it Arctic, but it's Arctic air. There's another, it's like frozen city, like frozen city up there. And you look around, they had 4 feet of snow on top of the 4 feet of snow that they already had. The people that were trapped in their cars, you see some of them, they just had to stop because of the whiteout conditions, they couldn't drive. Mm-hmm. And then they got stuck and they were in their cars for 2 days.
This is why you should always make sure you leave the house with a coat, because a lot of people are like, oh, I don't need a coat. I'm going to be in my car and I'm only going to be outside for a brief amount of time from walking from my car to another place. Have blankets in your car. Sometimes have like a snack and some additional water, but also be aware that it might freeze if it's really cold.
Yeah. Well, the storm came in after 2 inches of rain fell, so that froze, and that made everything like an ice skating rink. And then the 40-mile-an-hour winds that blew up the snow drifts because it got cold fast, the snow was dry, so then there was that they had to deal with. And I'm thinking back to, remember February of 77 or 78? Somewhere, I think it was 78. The Northeast was, the entire Northeast was like unbelievably messed up because of a snowstorm. I remember I was in the bus business at the time, and I used to run the buses from Boston to Worcester, and we had a bus that was stuck on a hill on Route 9, which was the major thoroughfare at the time between Boston and Worcester, and the bus couldn't get up the hill, and it just within cars around it, and there were 80 cars. They didn't have a pile up, they just couldn't move, and they stayed in the snow on that road. I remember driving over a bridge, looking down, trying to, you know, we got to them, we managed to get to the people that were in the bus and other people that were around. But then there was no way, you couldn't transport them. They had to walk wherever they were going because nobody could get anywhere. Mm-hmm. It was the most amazing blizzard. And I think locally, even like 55 or 60 people died as they stayed in their cars. The cars ran out of gas and, you know, they froze to death because it got, you know, it was only 14 or 15 degrees a day or two after the storm. It was really, man, one of them amazing reality. All right, well, food to fill. We just hold a good thought for all these people and be thankful it isn't happening to you. I guess that's kind of the way you look at it under the circumstances. Here's a note for small to mid-sized business owners. If your business stayed open during COVID, you have a very important date with COVIDpayment.com to get some very good news for you. The federal government set aside funds in that CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during the 2020 and 2021 struggles with COVID. So the payments that would come to you now are not loans. You don't have to pay them back. You get your hands on the money by going to COVIDpayment.com. Your company can qualify if you stayed open during the COVID problem 2020-2021, up to $26,000 per employee. That's right, you heard it correctly, $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com, answer a few simple questions, and then the folks who are experts there will help you get what you deserve. Nobody knows more about this than these people, so why not trust them to get what you need and what you do? They'll do all the work, and they'll take a percentage of it once you have gotten the funds. COVIDpayment.com. Businesses of all types, everything you can think of, restaurants, construction, nonprofits, churches, you name it. Anybody who took a PPP loan, you'll get more money and you don't have to pay it back. Up to 26 grand per employee. Please check out for your own benefit the things that are available to you by visiting COVIDpayment.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list, starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory. Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list, starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
44 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. One of the things that's been a constant in this program over the years since the 19, in the early 1990s has been the presence of Uri Geller. And you all remember last week I was visiting with him in his home in Jaffa, Old Jaffa. Learned a lot about the city that I didn't know. For example, Napoleon started his war in the Middle East from that spot. It's the oldest port in the world. All right, so that's my historical point of view. What are you thinking about today? You're always thinking about something. What's on your mind, Uri?
Yeah, just to correct you, Napoleon invaded Old Jaffa 10 meters from the entrance to my museum, killed 3,000 Ottomans, and that's when it all started. But, you know, a lot of people ask me about Albert Einstein, and I tell people, and if you'll allow me to give them all my tips, I tell people that you can easily make your brain more powerful than Einstein. And, you know, he was one of the greatest thinkers of the 20th century. And we always know, and we feel that we're using only 10% of our brain. So I'd like to how to use more than 10% of your own brain.
All right, you're on.
Let's begin.
Yes.
First of all, our mind power is like an iceberg, with almost 90% lying hidden beneath the surface. But it's hidden, but still there, and it's awfully massive. Now, let's call our hidden 90% of our mind power the subconscious. Now, the subconscious, Doug, is like the subcontinent of Alexander's days. You know, it's a vast treasure house waiting to be explored and utilized. Also, our subconscious, Doug, is always listening. Listening, absorbing, soaking up experience, like almost like a sponge. So what I'm telling you guys, everyone who's listening, talk to your subconscious. Talk to that submerged 90% of your mind. Tell it again and again. I'm strong, I'm relaxed, I'm happy. Because your subconscious will absorb this message and it will make it true. Sometimes, and most people don't believe in this, but sometimes your subconscious talks back. When it talks back to you, listen to it. Listen carefully. Because messages from your subconscious are I call them instinct. I call them intuition. That's how I found my thought factory, with intuition. These are psychic gifts that we all have. So develop your psychic mind power. Listen to your subconscious and use even more of your brain than Albert Einstein. That simple. So if you follow my tips, you will be very successful and you will draw into your life whatever you wish, whatever you imagined. How's that?
Sort of that's a play on my theme of thoughts are things. Frankly, I learned a lot from you as we went through. I was thinking of the book Mind Power that was out. Was that in the 90s? When I remember the Orange Circle, and that was a book.
Yes.
But there was another book that was called Mind Power that's still in publication, is it? I can't people find all these books from you on Amazon, the earlier ones? And
You know, all the books in the world are on secondhand bookstores, on eBay, on Amazon, but you can still find my old Mind Power Kit. But I urge you to get my new books, Learn How to Doubt, which is basically I'm teaching people how to use the most powerful search engine in the universe, and that's your intuition. And my other book is You Can Have It All, because I started from nothing, like you, Doug. We're two poor kids growing up in poverty, but we made it because we believed in ourselves, because we sent that message out to the universe, I want to be successful, I want to be wealthy, I want to be healthy. And if you know how to do it, these wishes will come true.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
In this case, it's Dr. Jack Stockwell who's here, and it's Good Day Health Time. Dr. Jack is a Nuka chiropractor. He practices with his wife in a clinic they have in Salt Lake City. She and he are both GAPS practitioners, so they're experts in what's going on in your body, most notably in your gut. So I have some questions as people try to stay healthy during the holiday season. I consider you to be a health and wellness educator, frankly, among the many things that you do. You've been at this for a long time, and you're very prominent there, but also here. Very good standards, strong standards. And so I had a conversation with somebody who sounded just like you, talking about vitamin D and how much we need and how we need digestive enzymes. This guy said to me, you need flax oil, you need digestive enzymes, and you need vitamin D in order to stay healthy. I thought that was pretty good advice. Are there other things that we probably could add to that? But if you're worried about the flu and COVID and stuff, is that a good prescription?
Oh, yeah, certainly it is. Certainly it is. There are certain neurotransmitters and there are certain hormones that are involved with the healing mechanism inside your white blood cell messaging that are dependent on very, very good fats, the kind of fats you find in the oil you just mentioned.
Yeah.
And then... the vitamin D, we always hear about how much we need vitamin D, but they never really talk about why you need vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Your body cannot absorb calcium in the gut, dietary calcium, without the presence of vitamin D.
So why would that
and
be
so
important?
Because your immune system relies so much on the presence of calcium.
Ah, okay. So that's why it would be on your list of cold and flu fighting nutrients, because
absolutely.
Calcium is so important for your respiratory system to stay healthy. I got it. Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah, your body, calcium is like the gun. And vitamin C is the bullets.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have calcium and you don't have vitamin C, you're kind of dead in the water.
Got it.
So that's why both of those things are so important.
So important. There's a new study out that finds that natural hair loss supplements may actually work. I wondered about this. Do people come into your clinic and ever ask you about how do they keep their hair? How do I get my hair back again? How do we, does it really, can you eat things that will be good for
you? Flaxseed oil is excellent. Flaxseed oil is excellent for hair loss. Yeah.
Ah. All right. Why is
that? We have a protocol we use because it helps to restore the health of the follicles in the scalp, especially for women. Anytime, a lot of times I'll be taking care of a woman for the first time postmenopausal, and when I'm working on them, I can see the hair thinning on their head, so I talk to them about that. It takes about 4 to 6 months, but within about a half a year, they can have a new head of hair.
So what are the things that cause women, are there supplements that women take or men that cause them to lose their hair, and would it be the same? Because you see sometimes women who work out a lot, maybe is it the sweating? Why would people who work out a lot lose
their hair?
That's an excellent question,
Doug, because a lot of times people think all you got to do is just start working out again. But when you start working out, you're going to sweat. And when you sweat, you lose minerals.
Mm-hmm.
And so half of being healthy isn't just cardio or resistance training or jogging or anything. The other half is to make sure that you have a nutrient-dense diet. Because it's one thing to exercise the heart. It's another thing to feed the heart, to feed the follicles, to feed the liver, to feed the kidneys. And they have to have special types of foods that go back to our ancestral diet, that our great-grandparents were eating before there was any cancer, before there was any heart disease, before there was any arthritis, before there was any diabetes. They ate whole foods, foods that Mother Nature made. Yep. But our food source now is the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And I mean not the produce department or the meat department. I mean the stuff that's in the center of the supermarket.
Right.
I call it the dead zone. If it's in a box, a bag, or a can, you are going to be malnourished, and it's going to show.
All of those things that are added in to make this stuff last a lot longer.
That makes it even worse. Yeah, that makes it worse.
Right. Yep. All the preservatives are death. I was talking earlier about fruitcakes and the stuff that gets put into fruitcakes. There's a fruitcake around. Jay and I were talking about a fruitcake that's been around for like 180 years or something.
They never make new ones. They just keep passing around the old ones.
Passing around. That's it. All right. There it is. The word from the wise Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health, 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.